Hey, what's up, Long Beach? I'm your host, Julia Goldman, and you're listening to Season 4, Episode 4 of Artist Banter, a daily 49er original podcast that delves into the many manifestations of artistry within our local scene. Let's jump right into it. I am personally so excited to welcome our guest for this episode. I am here today with the progressive pop fusion OC band New Tradition. Here's a snippet. Hey guys, thanks so much for being on today.
Thank you for having us. Excellent.
Thank you for having us. Super excited to be here.
Could you go around and introduce yourselves and then your instruments as well?
Sure.
Hi, my name is EJ, and I am the everything in this ensemble. But you can most popularly see me playing saxophone or even some flute or some iwi in the context of New Tradition. I'm also one of the founders of the ensemble.
And my name is Dewey, and I'm the lead vocalist of New Tradition and also one of the co-founding members.
Hey guys, my name is Kevin Tran, and I'm the bassist for the band.
Hello, I'm Brian Garcia, and I'm one of the guitar players.
There's seven members, right? There's more.
There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot.
What does the entire ensemble consist of?
So, as Brian mentioned, he's one of the guitarists. So we have another guitarist. His name is Troy. And we have a keyboardist named Jason. And we have a percussionist slash backup vocalist in the form of Nathan.
That's so cool. I understand you guys started and formed towards like the end of 2022, right?
Yes. This project began after my 30th birthday party, where we had a spontaneous jam session between myself, Dewey, Nathan, and one other gentleman by the name of Wes. We were having a music jam throughout the night, and it was beautiful. And then after a couple of days or so after that night, Dewey gives me a call on the phone asking me, hey, we should probably organize a show highlighting Dewey and myself as EJ with a live band. So that's kind of where the whole idea of this band came from. However, in this time period, we didn't have a formal name yet. So because Dewey themed the concert to My Way, we just called it the My Way Band at this current juncture because we weren't sure that if this band was going to be like a one-time thing or we're going to keep this going after the May 2023 show.
Wow.
Yeah. And then once we realized, you know, after the show and even leading up to it, just the rehearsals, the weekly rehearsals, which, you know, all of us like had worked our tails off to, you know, make that show happen. Mm-hmm. I quickly realized, you know, these guys are too talented for this band go to waste. Like, I can't afford for this to be like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
I want us to take this as far as possible because I feel like we have what it takes to, like, you know, thrive and also just to have that strong connection amongst ourselves as, you know, good friends.
That's incredible. Can I hear about at what point the title changed into New Tradition? And was it always progressive pop fusion? Like, when did that genre take shape as well?
Okay, so when we did, when we start off with the My Way side of things, we were doing a lot of covers of songs that, like, a combination of what made Dewey tick and what made me tick, because we were the head performers. So a lot of our song choices were based off songs that we just wanted to play. So it was a lot of cover songs at first, but as we started to rehearse more and get to know each of the bandmates throughout the process of rehearsing and performing together, we realized, oh man, this would be amazing if we can also create original music as well. But then as New Tradition formed and started to develop its own identity, we did get sidetracked by having to do a whole bunch of Vietnamese music for, to fulfill a concert with a whole bunch of like really top tier Vietnamese artists in the industry. Yeah. So that was like really crazy. I remember the night that we had our name transition happen because we were all kind of getting frustrated by the name My Way. It's like, this name is not going to stick. And we were struggling for the longest time. So we actually spent like a good couple of hours after rehearsal coming up with the name. And we were just kind of like spitballing names within a room of guys.
Crisscross applesauce in his room on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were just kind of just like, you know, just talking through like what our philosophy was. What do we intend for this project to be? What is our own personal music philosophy? Because some of us also operate having real-time jobs, you know, like to pay the bills, because some of us in the band are doing this for fun. Some of us in the band have goals to make music their full-time living. And then meanwhile, I've already made it, so I'm not as, you know, I'm not quite there anymore myself, but I'm doing it to support the boys. And eventually, our drummer, Nathan, just yells, "New tradition." Because we wanted to, because we played a lot of cover songs, but we had aspirations to make the cover songs our own and bring it into a new way. So we, and plus, like, we all, this is also during the era where we were playing a whole bunch of traditional Vietnamese music that was driving us crazy. And so that's where we were like, no, if we're going to continue doing this, we have to be able to spin this our own way. Therefore, new tradition.
Wow. But you were talking about all these Viet performances that you've done. I ended up encountering you guys because I was scrolling on my Instagram For You page, and I see this, you know, video of you guys performing at Disneyland. Yes. And the caption was something like, "Oh, I never thought I'd see the day when I see a Viet band performing at Disneyland."
I know,
and like,
exactly which video you're talking about. Yeah. I believe it was Kathy Nguyen's, who's mm-hmm. also a very popular Vietnamese influencer on the interweb. Yeah, so how that came about. Mm-hmm. So basically, just to give a little rundown of how that Disney gig manifested itself. About two holiday seasons ago, I was a part of this collaborative project with the Philharmonics, which is a Filipino a cappella vocal group. And to those who don't know who they are, they competed, I believe, on the first season of The Sing-Off, like many, many moons ago. Excuse me. And so, yeah, two holiday seasons ago, I was a part of their ensemble for their holiday music video project. And so at that point, we established the rapport with each other. We knew, I knew who they were, and then they knew who I was. And then towards the end of last year, both the manager of the group and one of the members themselves approached me, and they're like, "You know what? Because sometimes Disney and Philharmonics, they would collaborate with each other mm-hmm. to scout for like talents to like, you know, do certain events at Disney or Downtown Disney too." And so for this case, they approached Philharmonics, which Philharmonics approached me, and they're like, "Okay, so, you know, this time around, we really want to showcase other cultures that observe and celebrate Lunar Year too," because for the longest time, Disney had always focused on the Chinese community, but I guess they wanted to be more inclusive. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, "You know what? Let's bring other cultures on board too, Vietnamese and Korean, you know, being two of them." And they were like, "You know what? We know you're Vietnamese. We know you're an artist, you're a musician. Do you want to make this happen?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh. I mean, like, you know, I always want to do things like this, like things that resonate with me and things that I can really take pride within my culture and music too." So I couldn't feel any more excited and stoked to be a part of, you know, that movement. And so I was like, "Let me talk to the guys in the band and see, you know, if we can make this happen." But the problem, there's seven of us and, you know, we all have full-time jobs. So it's hard to get the scheduling down, right? So unfortunately, only the three of us were able to represent New Tradition at Disney California Adventure. But it was such an amazing time, and it was such a humbling experience just being able to see people come together, people from various cultures come together. I kid you not, like 80% of the crowd there were not even Vietnamese, but the fact that they all stayed and really took the time to appreciate Vietnamese music and our culture, us wearing our like our yais, mm-hmm. which is the traditional Vietnamese garment, it's such a sight to see. And honestly, you know, we couldn't feel any more proud. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, when things happen, we accomplish things in our lives. Like, you know, we often sell ourselves short. But I know in this instance, I know that we did deserve that, because within a short period of time, New Tradition, we have accomplished and have done so many amazing things. And so I feel like that this gig that was presented to us, I really feel like, again, we did deserve it, because we did work our fair share of labor to get to this point in our lives, in our career. So, yeah.
And to make a comment from everything that he just brought up, he briefly mentioned the Disney thing while we were preparing for Paris by Night. So I remember the moment where we were like, "Oh man, we got to prepare for November."
Yeah, 35 songs. It's
30 songs, and there's this pressure with all these big singers.
Yeah.
And then Dewey comes up and he's like, "Hey guys, would you guys be interested in Disney gig?" And I remember in the moment is like, yeah, we'll get to it. Let's focus on November.
Right.
So then it went from doing November, preparing November, to boom.
Yeah. Immediately transitioning over to Disney.
Transitioning energy straight to working for California Adventure.
Yeah. Literally my next question, like, from my perspective, I imagine your Lunar New Year season was like incredibly busy.
Yes.
Because it wasn't just Disney. You guys were performing all across like the OC, right?
Well, we did one other show.
We did other countdown show in Garden Grove, mm-hmm. yeah. But for Disney, we did 4 days, 4 consecutive days, 6 shows a day. So we did a total of 24. We were supposed to do 12 more shows in February, but the rain got in the way, you know, that whole stormy moment. So we couldn't perform, unfortunately. But we did have the best time during the time that we were there at Disney.
That's, awesome. Yeah, kind of going back to Paris by night, because I have to bring this up. Yeah, I don't know, like, how you would really explain Paris by Night to, like, a non-Viet audience. I think, like, the best way is kind of, like, Dancing with the Stars or, like
a variety show. There's, like, singing. There's, like, dancing. There's comedic skits. It's, like, a whole production. Typically, it's, like, 5-6 hours long to segue into the November show a little bit. So these artists, some of us here grew up listening to these artists. Like, our parents would often play, like, you know, Paris by Night or Asian Entertainment, like these, like, videos or DVDs, CDs even, and then we played on the TV screen, and it was just so fascinating, you know, for us as new tradition, again, not even like a year into us being who we are as a band, for us to be working with some of these, like, people.
Yes,
and like EJ had mentioned, you know, when you think of, like, celebrities, you think of, like, unattainable, like, untouchable, mm-hmm. like they're in a totally different universe. And then here we are, come, you know, prepping for the November show during tech rehearsal, you know, they just show up in their PJs and, you know, they're just like everybody else, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what makes, you know, it so human. Yeah. So being able to perform with such amazing people who have paved the way and have been in the scene for, like, the longest time, it was a great experience.
Entirely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did mention, but I just cannot wait to tell my family about that. And, like, the legends that we see, like, on the big TV, like, beneath or above the karaoke system.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like, they're real people.
Yes. Like, they're real people.
I think I'm going to shift a little bit here. And I wanted to ask you guys, we talked a lot about what's been going on in this crazy, hectic season for you. But, you know, as being people with professional careers, could I hear about what it's like balancing those things?
So I am one of the members of the band who music isn't my full-time thing. I actually did go back to Cal State Long Beach for higher education. I was here back in 2017 to 2021 for my master's degree in electrical engineering. So very, you know, the typical Vietnamese Asian route, go up engineering, safe career. But I've always had, like, a passion for music, and it was really awesome and a blessing in disguise, where when EJ and Dewey were making the band for My Way, EJ just kind of messaged me randomly over on Instagram. He's like, hey, I know you play guitar, but you play bass too, right? And I was like, yeah, I play a little bit of bass. When I joined a band, I thought it was going to be just a kind of casual one-off thing, but it turned into what New Tradition is, and it's fantastic. It's great. Back to the question, there are times where it can be overwhelming. There's a lot going on, right? Because especially during last year when we had so many gigs, like in the summer for, like, night market stuff, traveling to NorCal, the experience for the November show with the Paris by Night singers, I really did get a taste of, like, man, this is what it means to be, like a touring and, like, an actual musician, to, like, learn songs on the fly, work with professionals. So sometimes it can be a little demanding, but I think as long as you're willing to have the passion and the care, it's like after work, my 9 to 5, go home, have a practice regiment. Come Sunday, I always get to see these guys. So it's fun. It's fun. It is a stress that I will be willing to have over and over again.
Ooh, that's a great way to put it. A stress that I'm willing to have.
I like that.
Yeah, I just have a normie job. I have a job where I go in at 5 a.m. and come out at 1:30. But I made it my goal to have a job, like, with that schedule, to make sure that always have space or impromptu space for practice or to record content. And from my point of view, from my experience, I've been so excited to play music, regardless of what genre it is. When I started playing guitar, I started with heavy metal, fell in love with jazz, and I started studying jazz. Then I fell in love with funk, started studying funk. And what was always fun, which each stage of learning a new genre was, by the time I met EJ, he calls me out with, now improvise this, now improvise that, now play solo over this progression. It's like, oh God, he's keeping me on my toes. And studying music theory in college, because that's what I wanted to do, music in I guess in a teaching manner. It didn't happen because of the pandemic, but playing with these guys, like everyone's mentioning, the stress is so rewarding when we see the people dance, when we see people so stoked. Balancing my schedule with having a regular job, making sure that I have time for music is something that I always chase to do. The stress is so worth it every time.
Yeah.
That's like so heartwarming to hear. Every time that you guys, like when I see your performances, it's just this like contagious amount of energy. And it really sounds like you guys all have this like love and like just on the same page of shared excitement. I wonder though, you did mention earlier that there has been like some exhaustion and stuff. How do you keep up with that all the time?
Honestly, from the top of my head, food breaks. Like for real though. Dude. Like just stepping out of that bubble for a little bit, even just for a little bit. Mm-hmm. It clears our head and it actually fuels us with more inspiration, like when we come back like into the drawing room, aka typically EJ's room. So we got to refuel ourselves. We got to refuel our system, our mind, our body, because, you know, both are a temple. We got to take care of them. And actually, it's kind of interesting because EJ and I, we were having this kind of conversation in the car on the way here. You know, sometimes I feel like I can say right off the bat that there are several of us in New Tradition who are extreme perfectionists. And then oftentimes we are so fixated with, like, let's say, for example, we're working on like a new material, or like we're working on like vamping up like a cover of some sort. And oftentimes we're so fixated and like, oh, like we have to make this perfect. We have to make this perfect. But then I was telling EJ in the car, you know, we really have to be mindful with the whole concept. Okay, well, perfectionism turns into procrastination. And so, you know, when we're so fixated about wanting everything to be perfect, you know, it can get stressful. And sometimes it can take away from the fun and the joy of creating music, right? That's why there are times we have to take a step back and, you know, just chill out a little bit, you know, take a break, take a breather, take a five, like whatever that means, and then come back. And then, you know, we usually come back much stronger. And it's just more productive that way.
I'm going to piggyback off of what Dewey said about food. No, because this is going to be like funny, but also real.
Yeah.
Because it is often known in most Asian communities that food is a form of love. It's a form of expression. It's a way that community is built through food. And speaking as myself, as a very food motivated person, because, you know, there are people that in this world that eat to live. I'm somebody that lives to eat. One of my favorite things to do, actually, what keeps me going with these guys is showing them to all the beautiful food places around the world.
And I will say, sorry to interject, but he is the ramen connoisseur here. He has like a notepad of every single ramen place you can think of that he's been to.
Like a spreadsheet? Yes.
like in his notepad from Vegas to like probably like New York even. So,
it's
a thing.
Yeah, Dewey's not joking. I have a ramen tier list of all the places that I've been to, because I do music full time, and I've toured the country as a musician. But within my capacity as a musician, I've gotten to try out different ramen places, different food places around the country. My intention is to bring that to the international stage. And when we do our food breaks with the New Tradition, we get to not only enjoy good food, but also enjoy good company and a moment to just kind of really get to know each other on a human level, so that when we get back to the music, it's like, oh, yeah, not only are we going back at this refresh, but now like, oh, I know something new about Brian. I know something new about Kevin. Like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know Kevin was this cool. What the heck? Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
It sounds like you guys have like not only that shared love for performing, but shared love to each other, like with each other. Yeah.
It helps to be silly.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Going forward, what exciting things do you have planned for the upcoming future? What are you looking forward to?
Well, we are in the process of securing more exciting shows. So if you want to keep up with us, you can find us at our socials, Instagram at @NewTradition_official, TikTok at @NewTraditionOfficial, no underscore. We're also on YouTube as well. Just type New Tradition.
Simple. Yeah, New Tradition.
Short and
but
simple.
Not the real estate company New Tradition, but the band. So the easiest way to find us is if you just type in New Tradition Band Highlights on the YouTube search. You'll find our highlight reel page from the Paris by Night show and also the My Way show, and just like type of things that we've done throughout our time, very brief time together. While we are currently not on Spotify or Apple Music yet, one of the most exciting things that we have going on is that we are cooking up originals. So it's going to be awesome. So wait till you see what we have in store and when we release that to Zawardo.
And if you catch us at one of our upcoming shows this year, you might get a taste of such material.
Ooh, so stay tuned. Thank you guys so much. Like, really, this has been so fun. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us. It's been great. Jinx, you owe me a boba.
We're under a roof, so I'd bounce back. I'll get you boba.
Yes!
You owe me a list of your best ramen places, because I will need that.
All right, we'll do that off stream, because I can't spoil it for the world just yet. You could also just message new tradition_official at Instagram. If you really want to know that ramen tier list, you can message us there and you can find it.
Yeah, you heard it here. Yeah, you got like the podcast key.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to hear more from Long Beach's own contributors of art and music, or follow Long for future conversations, check out our website, daily49er.com, and our socials at daily49er. To follow along with upcoming New Tradition releases and future performances, check out their Instagram. It's at newtradition_official. We appreciate you being here. Take care and see you soon.
Bye. Woo-hoo.